For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Oh, we're in the thick of it now. That extreme heat warning runs through at least 9 p.m. Saturday. Let's find out what we can expect today from AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Yeah, this 4th of July heat dome is expanding eastward, and it's going to be brutal for the next 3 days across this tri-state, hence the extreme heat warning into Saturday evening, right up to fireworks time. Temperature will approach the century mark today and again tomorrow and be in the mid-90s on Saturday. And when you combine it with this brutal humidity, it's going to drive AccuWeather real field temperatures up to 110 this afternoon and probably again tomorrow and still be over 100 on Saturday. The big thing is for Saturday evening, we're concerned about a risk for thunderstorms coming through, so keep an eye on that. Temperatures could settle down into the mid-80s as the fireworks go off. There is finally some relief as we go into early next week. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg, the New York's weather station, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Well, not only does the city have more than 580 cooling centers activated, City OEM Commissioner Christina Farrell tells 1010 Winds they're going to up the beat the heat game even further.
Another thing that the city has been doing across, really getting more involved in, and this is something that we might do on July 4th, is we're looking at misting stations, you know, putting out little areas where people can go cool off, walk through some cool water while they're out and about.
She also talked about those 15 cool vans and how they work. They actually have medical personnel on board.
When they go out with those vans, it'll be based on referrals, and then they can also check in, give people water, sunscreen, electrolytes, and see if there's any other medical things going on that they need to address.
Social Services has divided the boroughs into zones with designated outreach teams to assist the homeless. Farrell telling 1010 Winds because the heat dome is supposed to last several days, they will adjust as necessary. A lot of people are going to be cranking the AC in your car today as you head out of Dodge for July 4th. 1010 Winds is out with folks on the New Jersey Turnpike.
I arrived here at the Vince at 3:45 in the morning. It's still 86 degrees in the parking lot, pretty packed. Many of those usually stop to use the bathroom or grab an iced coffee, also stocking up on water, including Margaret and her boyfriend.
Outright, it's nasty out here. Nasty, I don't like it. Do you like it?
I like it normally in the summer, but this has been very hard to deal with.
It's a lot of heat, yeah. Three times on the way here, I was like, 89 at 3 a.m. is crazy.
How about gas prices? It's all right? Or
just talking about it. Like, we were, like, talking about it in Rhode Island, where we're coming from. It costs, like, what, $3 or something?
Wait, Rhode Island's cheaper than here?
Yeah, it's like $3.89 over there.
They have a new car and say they're not worried about getting to their destination safely. They left Rhode Island at 10 last night, headed to Tennessee, and stopping here to pay gas for $3.94 a gallon of regular. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. You're in the Jersey Turnpike in Ridgefield.
Going to the Macy's fireworks Saturday night? Well, be prepared to go through security, waiting in that line before you get into one of the viewing areas.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch wants you to remember what exactly to leave at home.
Backpacks, coolers, lawn chairs, blankets, drones, alcohol, umbrellas, or any item that could obstruct others' view.
She says the NYPD Counterterrorism Unit will be in place along with officers on the ground and eyes in the sky. Mayor Mamdani is urging anyone that plans on coming out to use public transit.
No matter where you are traveling this holiday weekend, plan ahead and budget extra time.
The NYPD also is coordinating with both the Coast Guard and the Navy to make sure everyone stays safe. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at police headquarters.
1010 Winds is the official radio station for the music soundtrack. So if you go, you want to be sure and download the Odyssey app and make 1010 Winds a favorite. Mayor Mamdani to give a speech to mark the nation's 250th birthday. Sources tell 1010 Winds it will come tomorrow in front of the George Washington desk at City Hall, just hours before the president is set to speak in South Dakota. A group of recently naturalized immigrants will reportedly attend. The mayor himself was born in Uganda. He moved to New York at age 7. The New York Times says his honor will reflect on the nation's principles and where the United States falls short of the values laid out in our founding documents. A reminder for Staten Islanders, you've still got your chance to contribute to that time capsule they're doing in your borough, but you will need to get on with that because they're going to be burying that next Wednesday. Councilmember Frank Morano.
We want people to send in a short video, a letter, a photograph, or some piece of life in Staten Island in 2026. 50 years from now, I want the people opening that capsule to hear directly from the people who lived here, worked here, raised families here, and shaped this borough.
The capsule will be buried at Independence National Historic Park and not opened until 2076. To contribute, go to Frank Morano's page on the City Council website. Looks like the first NBA championship in 53 years may become an annual celebration in New York.
Okay, if you've reached the point of Knicks fatigue, I'm going to need you to take a sip of coffee because...
This resolution is going to establish a formal Knicks Day.
It's not over. Councilwoman Virginia Maloney has a new proposal making June 13th New York Knicks Day.
We're going to celebrate not just the incredible basketball team, but the resilience, determination, and the unity that they inspired across our city.
So what does that look like? Street renamings.
Fifth Avenue is going to be Knicks in 5 Avenue, Broadway as Brunson Way.
And Maloney says future generations should remember that fighting spirit. I'm Andy Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Vision Zero is working. That is the word from the Mamdani administration, which says pedestrian deaths are at an historic low in the city, down more than 42% since before the initiative was launched in 2013. They say 2026 has so far come in as the safest year on record when it comes to traffic deaths. Officials credit safer street designs, targeted traffic enforcement, and expanded public education. Still, 94 people died between January and June, and City Transportation Commissioner Mike Flynn says even one death is too many. Big celebration planned for later this month in Madison Square Park for something that is truly out of this world. It's the first birthday of a tree that orbited the moon. This American sweet gum tree was grown from a seed that traveled around the moon aboard NASA's Artemis 1 mission. Upon its return, it was planted in Madison Square Park. Well, come Thursday, July 16th, the park will throw a space-themed party. It's from noon to 8 that day. The park says it will bring together astronomy, art, poetry, and horticulture, everything from scavenger hunts, hands-on art activities, and guided tours of the park's new celestial garden.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.